The National Park Service is looking to the lower 48 for input on plans to increase the fee for scaling North America's highest peak and nearby Mount Foraker. Public meetings are planned for Seattle and Golden, Colorado next week. Meetings were held in Alaska last month. Park Service spokeswoman Chris Pfister says the current $200 fee doesn't come close to covering the $1,200 per climber it costs to run the mountaineering program.
It's a very specialized program. I mean, we have staff that we have to have acclimated and trained to be able to work on up on the mountain. Obviously, a lot of this covers the preventative that each climber participates in, which includes information they get ahead of time and also an orientation when they actually arrive in Alaska to start their climb.
More than 1,000 people try to scale Denali each year. The fee, which started out at $150, used to cover about 30% of the program's cost, but now, even after being up to $200, covers just 17%. Pfister says raising the climber fee isn't the only option, but that they've already tried to maximize efficiency and feel the agency is offering what's required to run a responsible mountaineering program.
We do use a lot of volunteers for part of our program. We have looked at things in terms of making things more efficient. But, you know, we feel that bottom line, we need to keep this mountaineering program whole. And so in order to do so without changing things, you know, some of that money, if we can't recover it some other way, it does have to come at the cost of impacting other programs in the park.
Pfister says Denali's climbing program was ramped up in the mid-1990s due to increasing numbers of deaths on the mountain. Pfister says the world's high peaks where fees are charged, Denali is on the low end. Any increase in the climbing fee eventually approved would not go into effect until the 2012 season.